film by Clint Eastwood.
All right, Richard, this might be the only way to clear your name. Say there's a bomb in Centennial Park.
Based on the true story of the 1996 Atlanta bombing.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park.
Critics are raving about Richard Jewell.
My son saved people's lives.
Riveting. Clint Eastwood's best film for years.
The FBI is looking at Richard Jewell.
Magnificent and compelling.
I think your client is guilty as hell.
Richard Jewell.
You ready to start fighting back?
In cinemas Friday.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind, and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Here's what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Here's what happens when there's so much that crappens.
My dad over here taking pictures. And literally my dad over there not taking pictures. I don't know why I say it's my dad. Hi, everybody. So good to be here. We love you, Austin.
What's up, Austin?
You have definitely kept Austin weird. So thank you. It's been great. We love this place. I was telling Ben yesterday because I'm driving around because I live here part-time now, y'all. This is my
That's
place.
That's right.
Yeah. So we were driving around yesterday, and I was like, it's really hard, like, not being drunk, you know? And I'm really paranoid because we're in Texas, and I'm up by Bee Caves. They'll pull your ass over for no damn reason and just be like, you're fat. I'm pulling you over.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah. So I was really, I'm just paranoid driving. But everyone drives like they're drunk here, mostly because the roads aren't lined up. You ever notice that? Like, we're sitting in one lane and going straight.
Don't do it, Ronnie. Don't do it, Ronnie.
Don't do it, Brittany! So how are you enjoying it, Ben?
Well, you know, I'm always happy to come here to Austin. You know, last time we were here, we recapped Vanderpump Rules, and something crazy happened. Who is here for our South by Southwest show? We got Jax, guys. We got Jax.
We got Jax.
But the good news is that tonight is a Jax-free zone, okay? There will be no Jackson.
Fucking Jax.
By the way, Ronnie last night with the, you know, he was talking about these lanes. I was in this car, since he's a local, so he was driving me around, which was very exciting. And we're at an intersection, and Ronnie's like, look at these lanes. I mean, look at these wobbly lanes, you know. Oh, my strange. Lane is here, and then the lane goes right in between my lane when I go through the intersection.
That's how they are. And then they have, like, a line going through, and then it like, will drive you into a cement pylon. Like, where is this line leading me?
I was like, congratulations, Ronnie. You are fully transitioning into an old person. What's the deal with these lanes?
Oh, yeah, I've been an old bitch since I was, like, 4 years old.
I know. That's our charm.
I hit 40 at, like, 4. And hopefully I'll stay there for a long time. Welcome to my family over there.
Hello, what's
Hi.
Up, Thurms? Look, I see your dad.
Love you
I
guys. Know you're my... Family,
Where's
friends.
Your mom? Where's your mom?
How oh, could you not Hi. See the sparkling golden red hair?
Royalty so been... in the house.
I've been telling you guys, my mom, Bueller, ran into a fence. I mean, Jesus Christ. Bueller cannot stay okay in this town. There's too many things to, like, bite or run into. So anyway, he really did his nose split. Why? Damn it. Don't interrupt me. You know I'm ADD up here.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was telling you guys, my mom is starting a pearl business with her friend Judy. And we have some tonight.
Yeah.
It's called A Touch of Luster, and it should be ready soon. And whoever catches this bouquet later, filled with condoms.
Yeah, this is true. There are actually condoms in there.
And thank you, North Door, for having us. They actually have condoms in the dressing room. And I was like, these people do not know us at all. Can we get some water, please?
Well, it's very exciting. Welcome, Ronnie's family. You know, this, you know, it's actually been very nice because since we've been doing the podcast, but especially since we started touring, we've gotten to know each other's families a lot. Like today, I actually got a mani-pedi with Ronnie's cousin, which is really cute. I really feel like I've been part of the family, and it's like, it's almost like we're brothers now. So I'm really looking forward to throwing a bowling ball into the highway and framing you for it and then becoming the good son. I'm your son now.
This family, you'll always be the good son. Who are you competing with? I mean, my God. Let me turn off this ringer. I had this on in case my mom called and said, how do we get in here? I'm not standing in this line. And then, dun, 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 dun. How do we get in here? I'm not standing in this line. God bless you. I don't blame you. Through the taco shop. Say, let me the fuck in here. That's how you get in here.
I once was watching, I know I'm being very scatterbrained right now. I remember once watching an episode of Letterman and Fraser Crane was on there. And he got a phone call in the middle of his interview because he forgot to turn his phone off. And now, in retrospect, that takes on so much more meaning because you know it was Camille Grammer being like, Kelsey, I don't know what you're up to right now. I just want to know.
So you're saying right now on Jimmy Kimmel that you have some IBS it's flaring up right now. So you have to call me in the middle of my national
TV TV and so upsetting, you know, the late night wars.
Late night wars.
Camille's doing a fundraising drive because she heard there was late night wars.
Late night wars.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson would not allow Camille's grammar shit on her late night wars.
Very wasn't that specific the movie? Reference. Yes.
Wasn't that a movie
with Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling? Yeah.
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 I'm triggering you with Mindy Kaling.
I'm not triggered.
I went to college with her.
So you guys.
Damn Mindy Kaling. No, he's always said very nice things about Mindy Kaling. I don't know. I just want to shit talk people here. I don't know why. I think it's the Christmas light.
Yeah.
That's what you do at Christmas.
So you guys, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap we love about brother. You know, one of our favorite things in the live shows is not only when everyone shows up, but when some of our premium sponsors show up. Are you going to do it? You do it.
You do it.
You guys, you're in the presence of somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Hello. Oh,
wearing
my God.
A sir uniform. Wow.
With an It's All Happening. That's perfect.
It's All Happening. Is that your sister?
I have to say, this is one of your more subtle outfits.
Yeah, Betsy is like comes to a lot of our shows. You actually came last week to the Columbus show, and we forgot to give her a shout out. And you were dressed at, what were you dressed as last week? It was crazy. Jersey B-roll. So she was just dead trees and, like, leaves. Not even joking. It'll be in the newsletter.
All right, everybody. Vanderpump Rules! Woo! We've been dreading this episode all season because we all know this girl.
Yeah.
Is about to get married. And every goddamn thing out of her mouth is like, this is my wedding weekend.
Yeah.
This is my bachelor party. This is my other bachelor party.
Yeah.
This is my husband's bachelorette party. This is my engagement party. I only get married one time. Nope.
We've all been
that girl. I mean, yeah. Look at who I'm talking to.
This is our Austin show. We only have one Austin show. Well, we have a second one later, but...
Like this marriage.
I'm actually surprised we've made it this far into the season. This is about the fourth episode of the season or so. We made it this far without, like, crazy bridal antics. But this episode, boom, it exploded.
It really made you realize how important it... Like, last season, we complained about the main cast pretty much all... I mean, we complain about everything all the time anyway, but the main cast... But then you really see the main cast in action in this episode. It's like, get rid of these new idiots. Get rid of them, all right?
Yeah.
People being mean to Dana at work. No one cares, Dana! I mean, Sheena was a big, huge, stupid hooker, but you still cared. Yeah. I mean, at least you cared.
I don't know. I kind of like the subplot of Sheena training her little ducklings. Like, she really is like the mama duck.
What kind of mother duck is that?
Corner.
There's a restaurant in downtown Austin I noticed named Corner. I tried to take an Instagram video of it today, but a person from the ACLU kept on interrupting my video. She was like, hi, sir, would you like to sign something? I was like, no, excuse me, I'm doing something important. Corner! This is a true story. But she interrupted that, so I had to do it over. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this again. I'm like, 3, 2, 1. And as I start saying corner, she's like, where are you from? I'm like, corner, now shut up. And then literally the third time, I was like, okay, maybe she'll get, I go, corner. She goes, your shoe's untied. I was like, bitch. You're ruining my corner on Instagram, so I just had to take a picture.
Your shoes do look like they're untied, though. They're too long, your shoelaces.
I like to be rebellious.
Fix it. Okay, so previously on Vanderpump Rules, we're going out. Jackson can do whatever he wants. I don't care if he gets strippers. Oh, really? Since when?
They don't do much for him anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's just get into it. We don't need to do previews.
Let's get into
it. Oh, by the way, sorry, we're never going to start this recap.
That's fine.
My mom's friends are so supportive. Thank you for being here. And every time they come, they watch the show. Yeah. Why would you do this to my mother and her friend? I mean, it's like blurred out buttholes. That's this episode of Vanderpump Rules. So welcome.
Yeah.
So sorry.
So the episode opens up with a Trixie Monocle jam, but it was more of like a mid-tempo. It wasn't her normal like, oh, I'm angry, oh. It was more like, I'm thinking about things song, you know?
Trixie found Vive Ants.
Yeah. Wait, what? I'm like, yeah.
That's a mood stabilizer, Vime? Right?
Oh, Vime Ants.
I have some because they said it was smoother than Adderall. I was like, boring, still in my freezer. It's in an old Fudge Pops box in my freezer. It's like a Prozac type thing, or an Adderall type thing, right? Yeah. Oh, it's because I said mood stabilizer, and you guys were like, no, it's not. What the hell else do you call?
Vermeer.
It's crack.
Yeah. So Trixie starts off. She sets the mood. She's like, ready or not, here I come. I can't hide no more. Those days are done.
And it's so deep. Like, while she's saying she can't hide no more, they show like a construction worker walking down the street, and then he fades out in the middle of the street. It's like The Leftovers. Everybody just disappears.
Yeah. Yes, they did do that. It was,
they love that effect on Vanderpump Rules. They're like, look, it's people, and they disappeared.
Which was, by the way, also my go-to trick with a camcorder when I was a kid. You know, like, I'm recording this water bottle, and I'm going to press pause and remove the water bottle and resume. And it just vanished in the middle of nowhere. Oh, no.
I still do that now.
That's why I podcast and I don't. Never become a director.
Okay, ready or not, here I come. Jax Waters with a white facial mask.
Yeah. So, no. Scary.
Sheena is on
the... Well, you forgot that not only is he doing that, Brittany was up on the balcony like Rapunzel going, "You are so crazy, yay, yay, yay." She hadn't even seen the mask yet, I'll tell you that much.
Not the first time he's looked like that. Isn't it interesting? We open with Jax wearing white goo all over his face when we're remembering his time in Miami as a model.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom. But
your mom's shaking her head. You'll have to deal with that later.
So, Sheena's on the phone with Danica, who's someone who works at Sir.
Okay. So Sheena is trying this new voice out today, at least in the beginning. Did you get it? Where she's like, "I'm Sheena. I talk slowly now. This is how I talk now. I'm tall."
She has a huge dilemma. "I only brought 12 bathing suits, so I don't know if that's enough. Oh my god, I just got so many new ones, but I haven't tried any of them on because my ass has gotten like so much fatter, so let's hope they fit, you know? I would have worn them under, like, my store uniform, but I just got them hemmed by Janet, and, like, I think she made them too tight on purpose."
Every insecurity Sheena has is in that one little scene, okay? People online, they talk on this show, like, "People on Instagram are mean." Yeah, welcome to fucking life in 2020. Yeah. Shut up, you rich, blonde, thin person. We'll get to that. But all of Sheena's complaints have been, from what I've heard, are that she gets really upset that people make fun of her flat butt. Like, she's mentioned that on this show, right? And so they're like, "Are you wearing butt pads?" She's like, "I'm not wearing any butt pads. This is my natural butt." It's like this big. It's like huge. I'm like, "Sheena, did you get butt implants?" She's like, "How dare you?" So in this one, she's like, "Oh my God, my butt's gotten really big." Okay, so there's one of them. Then the other one is a huge printed canvas of herself.
Yes.
Behind her, getting her good side, because she'll only be photographed on her good side.
Right.
And it's like the wedding photos, remember, when she was always facing away from Shay?
It's like she's like someone like had a mobile in the studio by accident. She's like, mobile, whatever it's called.
Oh, God. Okay, so I forgot the other insecurities. Oh, but I did think that Victoria's Secret box, there's also... I could not stop staring at this scene. Can you tell? I paused it and was like, "This is amazing." It's like it's a trip into Sheena's psyche. They had a Victoria's Secret box in this scene, and I was like, oh, my God, it's a book. It looks like a hardcover book that says, "Victoria's Secret by Victoria's Secret." Only a dumb ass like Sheena would read Victoria's... But it was a box.
It was a box.
Who's the dumb now?
My ass is like so much fatter now. Okay, I'll be honest. I got implants. Okay, I'll be even more honest. It's not implants. Just the box that the Apple Watch came in. I put it back there. Ow.
So then, cut to different people in LA doing things.
Yeah.
So Stassi's like, "I know we have a house sitter, but I want this thing filled so it can throw the dog's treats when we're gone." And it's an automatic dog treat thrower.
That dog, that was like the robot version of Stassi. It was like, and like a treat just like falls out. I was like, "Eat this treat AF." You know that, like, if it was like the Katie one, it would just be like, "This is the Katie dog treat feeder."
Just
and
like
it like lands
limpet.
On the it just like lands on the table, and the dog is like, "But I want another one."
Katie's just drips narrative. Ranch slowly, like a ranch, a non-working ranch fountain or whatever. I think it's a good wedding present for Brittany. You just put tacos in it, so she has something to entertain her while fucking Jax is out cheating on her all over town.
Tacos in it,
rolled tacos, you know, just like. Bloop.
The Kristen one would just like stare at the dog and be like, "Seriously, you want a treat? Seriously? Seriously?
You're not even my dog. I'm not your dog owner anymore. I love you. Come out of me.
It actually just actively rotates away from the dog and spits at the wall.
Oh my God, it's time for my bachelorette party. I've been dreaming about this all my life.
Every girl's dream. Finding a man on Instagram you can sleep with, get on a TV show, then be cheated on time and nationally humiliated a million times, and then get a free wedding. Goddamn bravo. Congratulations.
Well, free wedding. So, you know, this is the sort of person that Brittany is. They're packing, and she's only with Jax, and she's wearing her sash that says bride-to-be. Why are you... It's an unnecessary sash moment. Why is she doing that?
You know she has those towel racks that are like, his, hers. Yeah. It's like, two people live in this fucking house, Brittany.
Well, she has that sign above their bed that says, welcome to the couchies, or something like that. Cow cheese.
Cow cheese. Now there's an idea. Now there's a business.
Cow cheese. Someone should get involved in that. I've heard of goat cheese, but never cow cheese.
I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial, because like Rob is so good at commercials, and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
Night gathers, and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 per month. Unless cancelled, terms apply.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium. Natural protection, clinically proven.
So Jax is like, she's like, hi, we're going to Miami. It's been my dream. Do you remember when you lived there with Sandoval? Like, she is getting ridiculous at this point. I always tell the story about my meemaw, how when we were growing up, she's like, hi, how you guys doing? And now she's like, hey, how y'all doing? It's like, where did you get that? You did not always have that accent growing up. You're just making it up. You're playing it up, meemaw.
So then Stassi and Bo are talking, and they're saying how Kristen moved into a house by herself, and it's like a huge step for Kristen. Like, it's literally a huge step for her to be able to, like, walk into a room and not hit everything in sight or fall over. Like, she made it through the door. It's a huge step. Can't get through the door.
Stassi's like, does this mean I don't have to see Cara again? We still have to see your original boyfriend every single show, Stassi, okay? I don't really think you're in the place to be complaining about someone bringing a terrible man onto the TV.
When do we see Frank again? That's my question. When do we see Frank? Let's be Frank.
Oh, that's a whole line of winners. Frank, Man Bun, Patrick.
Yeah.
Who's like sriracha on food. Ooh.
Who's the other one?
I don't know, a doorknob.
Yeah, who cares?
So now we go over to Kristen moving into her new home, Casa, and...
Casa,
Villa, So she's moving in, she's holding 2 electric guitars. Why does she have 2 electric guitars?
Why do I?
I mean, like, I've heard of the Who, but this is like the what? Like, what? That joke is for my dad somewhere. I feel like that was such a dad joke, but
I think Kristen's one of those people like me who's like, oh my God, it would be so cool to play the guitar. I'm going to buy 2 on Amazon and then return them and buy 2 other ones because they'll look cuter in my living room.
It hurts. I was like, ow, I'm done. Done.
So this is a really touching scene. I am always surprised when reality TV can actually make me get emotional. And I think that when Kristen Doty said, I'm a freaking homeowner, I think I cried for like 5 minutes. Like, how did that happen? She's a homeowner, and I'm still chasing around my Roomba around the living room.
Oh, because you're a saver.
This is our New Jersey.
You're the real winner. You're a saver.
So yeah, Kristen, I'm a fucking homeowner, and then she's like, hi guys, to her movers, and her movers are called optimal movers.
I don't know why that's made me laugh.
Did that make me laugh too?
You know, it's just
I don't even have anything to say about it. I was just like, what a stupid shirt. Dan, thank you for coming out.
Well, it makes me laugh because I just can imagine Kristen in a scenario where, because you know that Stassi probably got mad at her, like, why didn't she use Excalibur movers? And she's like, I used optimal because they're optimal, okay? Just stop. And you know that was like a full scene on the show that they cut for some reason. And you know it's probably the best scene of the season.
Yeah, it's just not like awesome movers or like the best movers or like, we kick ass movers. I mean, anything, but just like, it's optimal.
It's an optimal.
Optimal. An optimal experience.
This is the optimal thing. So anyway, she's like, I'm single. I have two awesome dogs. I kind of feel like I'm just winning at life right now. Seriously?
And she's doing that thing where she's being badass to the camera where she like just one shoulder up and then she puts her head down. She's like.
It's a variety of motions.
It's a lot. So then Ariana shows up with as much energy as Ariana pretty much musters for anything.
Yeah.
She's like, hi, congratulations. Wow, I'm so proud of you. This is amazing.
Yeah, I thought Optimus Prime was moving in, but it was just optimal movers. Sorry. So
she's like, oh, my God, this is real. Here we go. And then we see the Carter box.
What's in the box? Carter box. Important. Concepts that don't often get linked together. Carter and important.
Ariana's like, what a Carter box? What's that doing here? She's like, oh, I mean, I don't know. It's Carter. Like,
seriously?
I mean, I know him. It's like a guy I know. Like, is he going to come
seriously?
Over? Maybe. Like, maybe it's going to come over. Like, sure. Yeah. Like, he's
gonna come seriously? Out. I don't know. It doesn't have to be the same Carter. You know? Seriously?
Fucked him this morning. Fucked him. Just sitting.
Fucked him.
Kristen can keep nothing secret, you know? So I totally broke up with Carter. Fucked him this morning. Have a box of his stuff.
While the movers were packing up my shit, I fucked him in their moving truck. Yeah, movers. Optimal sex.
Well, it's like they can hear the sound effects that the editors are putting in because Kristen's like, we had sex this morning. And it does that housewise. Ah, you know that it always does? She's like, we had sex this morning. And Ariana just looks there and she goes, we had sex this morning.
So Ariana's like, you're so messy. She's like, I know. Seriously. Mariposa, caca. So now Ariana's like talking about, she's telling Kristen about how Stassi and Tom had this big fight, this big hilarious fight. And Ariana's like, yeah. Stassi screamed at Tom like an out-of-tune Mariah Carey. It was just like whistle tones.
Well, who copied who? Who came out first? Well, Mariah obviously came out first. But I just like the idea of Stassi being on an album. Yeah, it's my fucking birthday!
I don't want to cry. I don't want to fucking cry. Everything I say and do. That's some old-school Mariah. And the fact that no one even picked up on that really, really bothers me.
Cut to Stassi and Bo. Stassi's still talking about Kristen. She's like, the thing I'm most nervous about? Now she's not talking about Kristen. You see how notes work? You just scroll a little bit. And I'm like, it's not about Kristen anymore. Stassi's like, the thing I'm most nervous about? I haven't talked to Sandoval yet. And Bo's like, yeah, I have no idea what he was even thinking, acting like that towards you. Bo, you're not even married yet. You haven't been dating long enough to be this terrified of somebody, you know? It's like, my food is cold. Wait, I want
waiter, 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 waiter.
He's just that guy.
That almost turned into Britney.
Waiter, waiter, waiter. I'm engaged, engaged, engaged. Engaged.
So Kristen's telling Ariana, like, she does like a big, super, like, empathetic shrug, like, but seriously, Tom's texts were like really aggressive. Does like a shoulder tsunami, like whoosh, like a wave. It's like a wave crashing over her. They were really aggressive, you know? Like, he's going to kick you out of TomTom? I mean, who the fuck do you think you are, Sandoval? Ariana's like, the owner of TomTom can kick anyone out.
5%, bitch. That's what he is.
So meanwhile, for those of you wondering how...
Wait. Is this what you were doing? When she goes, 5%, no, she didn't say 5%. She's like, owner of TomTom, and Kristen went...
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? That is definitely a move that we do not comment on enough that she does all the time. And for those listening at home, the move is this. Okay, take your head and then put it all the way as far back. Try to make it that your head is trying to, like, run out the back door of your body. Like, and you're like, no, you stay here. You're part of this body, head. Because Kristen does that, and then she does her eyes with... Mm. That is a very
standard It's like slow move. Motion car crash, you know? Like when you see like a commercial where there's a crash test dummy and it's like, boom! And then the head's like, and the body goes over here and it just stays the same.
It's sort of like when you put something in a cat's face and the cat isn't sure if it wants to like attack you yet. So it just goes like, is this bitch serious right now? So anyway, so now we go over to TomTom. It's basically... A girl, I don't know what her name was. Do you know what that waitress's name was? So Harahara and JoJo.
I think I wrote it down here later because they didn't put it up till later. Oh, Velissa. Of course her name is Velissa.
Velissa.
Fucking Vanderpump. Only on Vanderpump Rules.
Vimance, Velissa. So Velissa and JoJo have the hard duty of putting things on a mantle that Nicolaine designed, Maestro. And they light a plant on fire.
Shocker, another Vanderpump joint on fire again, you know? Vanderpump just puts flammable shit everywhere and hires the dumbest people possible to get that money, girl. Fire after fire over there.
So this giant plant is on fire, and Velissa is like, and then JoJo just starts to laugh. JoJo's like, and Max is just standing there like, do I have sex with the plant? Do I wait for it to stop burning?
Yeah. I can't let anybody know I fucked that tree. You know what? That joke's really not funny in this day and age because it's actually happened.
Tree two.
Yeah. Jeez.
So.
I know, but what? I didn't say anything. It's literally happened. I think with two people. Wasn't Louis jerking off into trees?
No, and Harvey Weinstein actually, like, he like somehow like I think he either jerked off into like a fern or like deposited it.
There are so many sexual harassers. They're like all mixed up in my head. I'm like, yeah, Louis fucking that fern. You know, you just spread the wrong sexual harassment stories about people.
Well, this is the only show on Bravo that has an actual burning bush on it.
Several,
which we should have taken, normally take it from a biblical stance, but in this case, we just said, oh God, these idiots. So basically they...
Yeah, in the Bible, what did the burning bush say in the Bible? It's like, sacrifice your son or something.
It was like, hey, Moses.
Yeah. Hey, Moses.
Moses, well, I see that you've finally come to tend to me. Well, I guess we're busy doing your Spartan thing or whatever with that Pharaoh.
Have fun on your pathway, just passing regular bushes. I am burning! Pay attention to me, goddammit, Moses!
I have 8 to 10 plagues in my head right now.
What is happening to us? We still have a whole other show to do after this one. We're like... Anyway, the point is this. The fucking fern caught on fire. They all stood around. Then JoJo, like, got, like, a glass of water, poured out... He, like, doused... the plant.
You're so dumb on this show. Like, seriously. They're like, what? Max is like, what do we do? There's a fire. And Velissa, whatever her dumb name is.
Velissa.
Like, oh my God, there's a fire. What do we do?
And JoJo, who smoked 90 packs of cigarettes between the last episode and this episode, is like, I'm gonna go! So, and they pour water on it. It's like, congratulations.
And then Melissa goes, I have a burn and nobody else did anything. And JoJo goes, I did, bitch! I did! So then our resident magician, Lisa Vanderpump, shows up.
Thank
She's
God.
Like, oh, you thought the phone was on fire. Guess what? It was me.
It was my trust. It was a representation of my trust being burned at the stake by Kyle Richards.
So Max like, how are you, Lisa? How are you? Wow, I know that he's supposed to be the next Jax, but can we at least get a different kind of drug on this show? My God, it's like, Lisa, how are you? How are you? Welcome, Lisa. Like, how's it going? Did you get it okay, Lisa? You get it okay? How's it going?
That was also very similar to my sixth grade portrayal of Harrigan in Give My Regards to Broadway. Hey, Harrigan, what's going on?
Nuh-uh. I've never heard that one before.
I told you the story about Harrigan.
I don't think so. I'm going to.
Okay, wait. Now I'm going to tell this story.
I have to tell this. I started.
All right, I have to tell this story because this is one of like the traumatic stories of my childhood. You know, I feel like you have all the good traumatic stories, but I have one. I have two, but this is one of them. So in sixth grade, I was always the kid who was given one line in the school play, and I always wanted to be the star, but I was always given one line because I probably was like way too extra in auditions. I was like, ha! They're like, give him the line, make him the tree. So. In this show, Give My Regards to Broadway, there's a character, like, I have one line, and I'm like a newsie. I'm supposed to be like, hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So there's a character named Harrigan who walks on stage, and everyone, all the newsies are supposed to be like, hey, Harrigan, what's going on? We shouldn't craps. What's going on, Harrigan? And my one line was, we were looking for you, Harrigan. So Harrigan comes on. It's a two-night engagement. And... He comes on, I hear my cue, and I'm like, we're looking for you, Harrigan. I'm like, nailed it. So I was all nervous that night. So I was like, oh, that was really easy. So then the second night, no nerves. So I'm just sitting up there, and we're doing the show, and I actually have to get up for this part, unfortunately. This is,
do you want me to
this
give
is
you
a
your
full,
cue line?
No, it won't even. This is what happened. Look, what? There's like two beverages down there. So I'm just sitting there and I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not nervous. I'm just like zoning out. I'm like, look at the audience, looking for my dad. And all of a sudden, I hear my cue line and I'm like, oh, I gotta say my line. But the thing that comes into my head is not, we were looking for you, Harrigan. It was, where were you, Harrigan? But I knew that that was not the right line. And I was like sixth grade, so I didn't know I could just say that line instead because also it's like a made up line that the teacher made up. So I was like, where were you, Harrigan? That's not right. But then I was like, but what is the line? And then all of a sudden it's like quiet and everyone's like waiting because it's all like da 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 da. And then there's like me like this. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot my line. And so there was, for some reason, there was a piano on stage right next to me. So for some reason, this was my instinct. I leaned over on the piano. I literally went like this. Harrigan, do something. And everyone just stared at me like, like, what happened to that poor newsie? He just doubled over onto a piano and said, do something. And then everyone stared and they're like, yeah, Harrigan, wanna go play craps? Wanna go play craps? And that was my traumatic experience.
Oh my God.
As a newsie.
Damn, that is traumatic. That's like an actual nightmare.
And it happened.
Well, that's why we do shit now where we just write stuff down and show up someplace.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, exactly.
You have to remember shit now.
Yeah, it's real.
So, Harrigan, how are you, Harrigan? How are you, Harrigan?
Harrigan.
Welcome to Harrigan Rules.
So anyway... So Lisa comes in. She has this hilarious fake storyline for the entire episode where she has to go into Tom Tom and sit on a stool, and they cut back to her every 10 minutes or so, and she's like in the middle. It's like a Lisa Vanderpump investigation.
Yeah. I'm figuring things out because I am a boss bitch.
So it's like, how are you, Lisa? How are you, Lisa? How are you? And she's like, oh, you know, stressed, rushed, whatever. Let's sit. All right. I hear there was some sort of altercation. Ooh. At the book signing. What happened? And he's like, well, I guess it, like Kitty and Saucy, like, we're, like screaming at Sandoval, I guess. Like, that's what I heard. Max, do you even work here?
I know.
Are you even on this show? Have you even seen this show?
I know.
Max.
And so, he says that Saucy yelled at Tom, and she goes, at her own event? While the guests are here? Why?
Boggling.
I can't believe it. And by the way, look what's on the back of my hand. It's your card.
He's like, I guess it was because of the rage text that Tom Sandoval sent the night before. And she's like, rage texts. Is that when a text message is dropped off at a kill shelter in Orange County and then lied about and then leaked to a French publication by somebody trying to make an innocent or clever look bad?
So now Lisa's going to get to the bottom of this. She's like, I know you know about the rage text, Max. Tell me. Do tell. Do tell.
I can spot a liar.
Can you really? Because you just quit a show because you'd been best friends with someone who'd been betraying you the whole time. Oh.
Jax is still your bartender, so.
Yeah, exactly. So you're now, married to Ken.
So now.
You're married to a man with a Rod Stewart wig, okay? Sorry. You know I love some Ken, but no one in a Rod Stewart wig has not cheated on you 97 times, okay? You get a Rod Stewart wig to fuck strangers.
I'm not co-signing.
I don't need a co-signer. This isn't my first apartment.
It is not a Rod Stewart wig, okay? Rod Stewart has strange spikes.
It's like a Rod Stewart wig that's been left in a box and just
No. Ken has like soft curls. Rod Stewart has like He walked into a steam room fully clothed, and there are still a few original spikes up, and the rest is matted down. That's Rod Stewart. And Ken is more of like a Duran Duran, if you ask me.
All right, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'll give it to you.
Sorry to not yes and you, but I...
I don't care. Take it.
No, but you.
There's a point. Whose terrible wig is Ken ripping off? Okay. Who's going to win this one?
So now the gang, we see them all at LAX. I don't know why I wrote this. I just wrote down, Brittany, hey!
Here's what I wrote. LAX, Katie rolling her terrible suitcase in her terrible Mrs. Roper terrible pajamas. Katie, how dare you? I get you standing up for Kyle Richards, but don't you start with me about Katie.
Katie probably has one of those luggages that has four wheels, so it's like goes very smoothly, and she like goes like this, like her arms full extended, taking up the entire space in the airport, and then on top of that, her luggage like cheats outward, and it like bumps into you, and you're
outward.
Like, you know what? I know you've got four wheels on your luggage, but keep it close to your body so I can get by.
So they get up. This is a very quick one because the airports see this guest coming now. They're like, get these cameras out of here. These people are pigs. So they get on the plane. And remember last season how they offered Sandoval a free upgrade to first class? I'm not Sandoval. Schwartz.
Schwartz.
And he took the free upgrade. And Katie's like.
Forgot about that. That was great. Ugh, one of the great, great, great.
So now they're on the plane sitting in coach together, as you do. And she's like this to the cameras. Yeah. She's like, got him. Look at who loves me. I'm like, oh, wow, you got your husband to sit and coach with you. You're really winning, Katie. You're really winning this marriage game.
So then they finally arrive in Miami, and they're driving around, and Jax is pointing out his old apartment. He's like, yeah, that's my old apartment, which, by the way, is a full-on lie. We know it was like a hostel off like somewhere by Naples, okay? Like, he probably is like pointing at the state capitol anywhere he goes. It's like, yeah, I used to live there. Well, like, it's a capitol.
The way it was shot, they're just driving, and he's going, that's my apartment. He could have been pointing at a building or a bus stop. You really don't know, you know?
That's true.
So he's like, yeah, I used to love Miami. This is where Jax was born. It's like I used to go by Jason Couchy and I changed it when I started modeling.
I feel like this testimony is not going on the Miami Chamber of Commerce for sure, right?
I don't know. It is Miami, you know? And yeah. Then they show a picture of Jax when he was like 18 and modeling. Oh my God.
Yep.
Now that's a guy you ruin your life for, Brittany, okay?
Yeah.
Then I would get it, okay? Yeah. But at the same time, it's like a used paper towel.
It's like...
where you see it on the floor and you're like, why am I so mad at somebody throwing... Like, I'm mad at the paper towel, you know? Like, yes, it's used up and disgusting and soiled, but yeah. It was useful once, you know? Thanks, paper towel.
It's like reverse hipster, you know? Because hipsters are like, yeah, I knew that band before they were big. But Brittany is like... excited about a band that like already happened.
Have you guys heard of Soul Asylum? I'm so into them. You ever heard of them?
Brittany just started following Fish.
I learned about them from the ice cream.
This is just amazing. Some of my best friends are here from home. My brother's here. My sister-in-law's here. June Bell is here. Maybelle Jennifer's here.
I'm like, now she's just naming Cabbage Patch dolls. Okay, she just starts.
And Tony Tata's here.
I'm like, shut up, Brandy. You're just making shit up now.
She's like, all right, we're going to split up and we're going to have the girls. We're going to get into our wedding gowns tonight.
And you just can tell all those girls like, fuck this bitch. Fuck this bitch. Her. You drag us down to hot, humid Miami and put us into wedding gowns. Fuck this bitch.
You know how much it costs to fly here from Kentucky? So Kristen is talking to Sheena in the hotel lobby and she's drinking like in such a Kristen way. Okay. Where she's got her drink and she's like, hey. And her head's like searching for this straw.
The straw is like. Kristen is like, you know that like really embarrassing thing. You ever do that thing where you're like drinking a soda and there's like a straw and you're like talking to someone and you go for the straw and the straw does that thing where it like swivels out of the way. So then Kristen. You sort of have this like air ball with your tongue. Like, that's like Kristen all the time.
That's how she always drinks. She always hits herself in the face with the straw. I mean, so many good gifts of Kristen drinking. So anyway, she's drinking like that. She's like, hey, what room are you in, Sheena? What room are you in? And Sheena's like, I'm mine. And Chris's like, oh my God, I'm on a one. We can cuddle maybe later. And Sheena goes, yeah, because I won't be cuddling with Peter.
What?
You're staying with Peter?
Wow.
You've been on a TV show for 8 years. Please.
Someone's going to get burned by a flat iron that night, I swear to God. It's going to happen to one of them.
They're just, of them. Or both of them.
Whose flat iron was that? It's yours. No, it's yours.
By the way, I also love, it didn't really come up this trip, but I feel like they forgot to like check in on the fact that Kristen is crazy on trips, that like they have to like lock her up after midnight, otherwise she becomes like...
They get to it. That's how this episode ends, is with Kristen screaming and yelling crazy.
That's
and
true.
She falls. She does a like high kick and falls. They're like, I'm so proud of Kristen for keeping it together this trip. And then it cuts to Kristen like,
So Tom pulls Stassi aside and he's like, dude, obviously our last experience together was pretty rough.
She's yeah, because like, you were a dick.
Dude. I apologize for the text messages, dude.
And then Stassi's like, I totally appreciate your apology. I really do, because I was shook. And the music is like all nice, like, oh, you know, like reconciled parties, you know? And then Stassi, and she's like, yeah, I was really shook. And he goes, but just so you know, and the music is like, da da da.
It's her favorite sound effect in this episode.
Also, but, like, you have to understand, like, that is not how things work at Tom Tom, all right? So, like, you have to understand where I'm coming from, because, like, not how it works, brah.
And she's like, why would you even talk to me like that? He's like, well, I got a text that, like, went, sorry, I started Sheena. Sorry, yeah. Sheena came into me.
She probably did enter in. She probably did. She was like, well, I got a text at 3. Sheena, get out of here.
It feels like that's a Sheena thing to say. Well, I was getting a text at 1:30 in the morning. But it was like, Tom, all right.
He's like, dude, I couldn't sleep. I mean, I got a text at 1 a.m. from Max saying we had no one to work the party. The details are trickling in, Stassi.
Well, whose fault is that, that your restaurant doesn't know what the fuck it's doing? That's so weird. It's like your waiter filing a complaint against you for getting your food late.
Yeah.
Like, how could you get your food late, you fucking loser?
Yeah, Stassi's like, well, it has nothing to do with me, and she's right. And he goes, I hit my stress limit. I mean, it's your restaurant. Like, you can't say that to someone who's, like, having a party at your restaurant. Like, if you're stressed, jerk off. I don't know.
In your restaurant. I mean, this is Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Someone's got to put that fire out.
So she's like, yeah, well, I don't need to hear why you're a dick. Just apologize for being a dick. Like, no one had a problem and no one said anything. You are the only one that is voicing this. And he's like, well, what I meant to say instead of yelling at you was, we can't do this, basically.
It's basically like a collision of like the worst customer and like the worst like manager you can imagine just having a fight. And you're like, you know what, you guys, just stop.
Yeah, you both suck.
The party already happened. Everyone was fine. Just move on.
Yeah, and I hate your tacos.
I like their tacos.
But I don't even know. I just in your analogy.
You were just like, I'm just going to shade the tacos and see what happens.
I have never ordered tacos at Tom Tom. I didn't even know that you could do that.
No.
Dude, they have jicama shell, so you're not even having real carbs, dude.
No, they're actually really good. They're really good. And you did have those. We went there once. You had the
Hickam
and Tacos. You did, and you liked them. You did, and you liked them. I'm blowing up your spot. Time for Trixie Monocle to clear the air, okay?
No.
Paul.
I'm just fucking with you.
Blue eyes, blue skies, take time to realize it's paradise.
Sunrise, blue skies, take time to realize paradise. Blue skies, paradise. Blue skies, pep.
Locked and loaded, Paul. Send that off. Call it blue eyes, blue. Call it sunrise, blue skies. You're in paradise, whatever.
So I was waiting to see what the theme was because Jack shows up wearing a Stevie Nicks hat and a Hamburglar mask. Which is really weird, right? Was that part of it? Because he changed later.
Yeah, you're right. He did do that.
He was wearing like a little Hamburglar mask, but he had taken it off and it was around his chin. And he had like this big, I guess it was a Hamburglar hat too. Sorry, Stevie Nicks. Sorry, Jicama taco-loving Stevie Nicks.
Worst costume to wear if you're robbing someone. A giant, giant identifiable hat.
And black and white horizontal stripes. They're like, it was the fat guy.
Stupid Hamburglar. So, so I just wrote Brittany entering a room. Bachelorette party!
Hot room, it's my bachelorette party!
The room is like, ugh. So, then Kristen enters her room. She's like, ugh, this room is way too pretty and pink in here. It looks like Stassi threw up all over it. And then it cuts to Stassi entering her room. She's like, oh my God, it looks like I made this.
And then Tom is like, hey, Ariana, I'm going to wear like a black jacket, a black shirt, and a mustache and a bow tie. She's like, I don't think that anybody else is dressing creepy on purpose, but okay.
Yeah. So Tom is like,
you know, even though Jax and I haven't been seeing eye to eye the past few, months and everything, I still want to be there for him. And so I rented a yacht.
Did he say that they rented? He did say they rented a yacht.
Oh. And I got nervous. I thought it was going to be some like below deck sailing yacht tie-in, which I would have been totally down for, to see Vanderpump Rules on its side. Like,
JAX, the earth, it's falling over.
Well, no one's on their side more than that cast, you know? Horizontal. It's like, have you seen the commercials for below deck sailing yacht? They're like, it's like a boat, but... And then it turns on its side, and they're like, but it goes on its side.
I know. And I'm like so excited for it, I can't even tell you.
But they don't have drawers like that just shut and have something that latches them. So every time it turns, the drawer's open and everyone's like, the drawer's open! You're on a sailboat, you fucking morons! Put a latch on your drawer!
But every season of Below Deck, there's always some idiot that doesn't know how to like close drawers or like make iced coffee or anything like that. So you know... It's going to be like, imagine having Casey or Simone on, like, they're bad enough on, like, flat Below Deck. But now, like, everything's going to be sideways. It'll be like, OMG, just, like, whack-a-mole trying to close drawers. As Kate just watches, and like, you know, there's a latch. Point is, I'm excited.
Just Kate face.
Fuck those guys. Anyway.
So, yeah, Tom's like, we're getting, because it's the middle of the week, we're getting a huge yacht with like food and drinks included for like $5,000. What is with midweek wedding events in this cast?
I was just shocked it wasn't a series of canoes, okay?
And Ariana's like, we're wearing wedding dresses. And he's like, yeah, it's the only time I'm seeing you in a wedding dress and you're leaving me. She's like, Runaway Bride! They're just going to name every movie I love. Pretty in Pink, Runaway Bride, Pretty Woman, that one where she's just a girl in a bookstore and Hugh Grant hasn't gotten in trouble for, like, getting a blowjob from that lady on a freeway. I'm just a girl in a bookstore. Who needs your love? No, you're not. You're Julia fucking Roberts, okay? Can I borrow $50? Sorry, that's neither here nor there. So Jax and Brittany. Jax is like, you know, Britt, I don't know about this. Strip club, I'm not really good at strip clubs, Brittany.
Yeah, he is not.
When I'm sober, I get nervous.
Thank God for strippers just, you know, relieving his anxiety, you know?
And Lala's putting on, like, her sheer wedding dress, and she's like, this is the most covered up I've been... Well, like, never. I've, like, never been this covered up, actually.
Since I left Utah. Skiskew.
Skiskew.
So, And then we go see Kristen, and she's getting dressed, and she's like, Mariposa has arrived!
Gaga.
I don't know what she was was she expecting the furniture to start talking to her, like Beauty and the Beast or something? She's like, hello, Teacup, why aren't you talking to me, Teacup? Mariposa's arrived!
The plate's like, please stop talking about Carter. Please. The pitcher's like, shut the fuck up. It's like Angela Lansbury, the pitcher, like, shut up, dear. I can't listen to Carter.
Do shut up.
So then Bo's asking Stassi, like, hey, man, like, what did Sandoval say to you down there in the lobby? And Stassi's saying how Tom kept on saying things like, you know, like, you have to understand what I'm going through, dude, you know? And then, of course, Stassi makes herself into the real victim. Well, she sort of is the victim here, but she's, like, the real victim now because she's like, I woke up and I saw those texts and I didn't even want to go to my own book signing and that I thought was at a friend's place. White tears.
I mean, I would rather go to a TGI Fridays or anywhere with good ranch. Like that Stassi's burn. It's like, ooh, Stassi just said you had shitty ranch. Who's the victim now? But Bo's doing that, like, overly supportive husband thing. In the next show, we're recapping Real Housewives of New York, where Aviva's husband, Reed, yeah, is just like, you okay, baby? Let me fly you on a plane. Everybody, this is Aviva. She's doing great. And Bo's really veering into that Reed territory, yeah, in this episode, where he's just like, what was Tom saying? How could he? What's his excuse for calling my girlfriend at 2:30 in the morning and upsetting her before the night? Okay, calm down, okay? Yeah. Just get your fucking rent paid and shut up, okay? Stassi is like, did you hear what Ariana said about me in the airport?
It's a great twist. It's a great twist. A side scandal that I never saw coming. It's like a Hudson Bookstores
Hudson News.
Fight. Hudson News
no,
fight.
No, it's not the Hudson News. It's the actual bookstores. What are those called? Are those Hudson's too?
It's like Barnes & Noble to go. B. Altman's.
Ooh. So she's like, did you hear what she said at the airport? We saw my book in the back of the bookstore, so we put it in the front display. And then Ariana said to Sandoval twice, I was in the bookstore for 45 minutes and I didn't see it in there. And I was like, well, what does that mean? You know? So then the big scandal we find
out. Those bookstores are the size of my thumb. How could anyone even be in there for 45 minutes? Like,
I've done it. I've done it. What else are you going to do? Like, otherwise, you're just eating your M&Ms, like, at a gate.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
It's better to get, like, the M&M colors on your hands and then just touch books you don't like. Like, yeah. Open and kind of open them up. Like, Ronnie was here.
It's a perfect place.
Yeah. So, the scandal is they're accusing Stassi of... Her book is not in the bookstore, so she, like, brought it in her backpack or something and then put it on the display, right?
Which is something I will totally do once I ever write a book.
Of course. I've left my picture a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. Like, we left our picture at the Apple store in Seattle.
Yeah, girl.
Leave that shit everywhere.
Yes. So, yeah. So that's, like, the big scandal. Well, guess who it turns out started all of this? Katie. Ah, Katie starting everything.
But first...
So, oh, go ahead. Before Katie.
Pendulums are swinging. We're back in Tom Dom. Was that but first, or were you actually going to say more about the airport?
Oh, no, this was a scandal because we have it on the cell... We have cell phone footage, Ben. We don't have cell phone footage, but the show gave us cell phone footage. They show a clip of Katie and Stassi... And Lala talking in the airport. And Lala was like, so what's the deal? Like, you supposedly planted it? And Katie goes, yeah. Like, they're saying she either planted it or, like, 100% we moved it. And Stassi's like, well, we did move it. But fuck her, that whore.
They're mad that Ariana is doubting that Stassi's book might be at the airport bookstore. That is the level of scandal this show has turned to.
Yeah. So I loved it. I was like, this show's back.
So then we go over to Tom Dom.
Bookstore drama. Okay, go, go.
So then we go. No, it's fine. I crudely and rudely prematurely ended the scene you were trying to describe, and I didn't realize there was
more
to it. Yeah, we made up. Okay. So
we're
over at Tom Dom, and Lisa's still sitting on that stool, and she's trying to get to the bottom of what happened at the thing that happened 4 months ago that we're going to pretend happened yesterday.
Calling on a phone. I've got some bones. Phoning. Call. Calling on the phone.
So this is Lisa's big cell phone scene.
Yeah. She didn't get to the bottom of this shit.
This is Lisa Vanderpump in the scene being totally natural with her cell phone. She's like...
Hello, Stassi.
Very subtle. So it's cutting back. And Max, by the way, who's the manager of this restaurant, who didn't staff this party for shit, by the way, is just sitting there like, I don't know, call whoever, Lisa, call whoever.
And you mean to tell me that they couldn't find any bartenders that day for the book launch? You say that we're shooting something on TV in the bar. We need you to work there. Are you telling me that all those wannabe actors did not come racing to bar?
None of us actually want to work at the bar. You just... Okay, so we cut between everybody taught. Lisa grilling everybody. So she calls... we start with Schwartz and Katie, who are in their hotel room. And he's like, hi, Lisa, I'm with Katie. I can see that, Schwartzy. We're in Miami. I know where you are, Schwartz. He's like, tutu-ka-ka-ta-pa-pa, Lisa. Oh. I can't breastfeed you on the phone, Schwartzy. I'm trying to get some clarity, Schwartz.
So then it's like, it's all cross-cut because then she FaceTimes Stassi and Sandoval, and she's like really getting the... I'm surprised she just did not take out like a magnifying glass, like, ooh, getting to the bottom of this. Like she's in Carmen Sandiego, you know?
Darling, Stassi, are you in a wedding veil?
And she's like, yeah, we're having a tacky wedding dress party.
A tacky wedding midweek. It's like a conglomerate satire on both Katie and Sheena's disastrous choices. I love it.
That was funny. That was very good, Lisa. That was very funny, Lisa. It's elementary, Lisa. I can't take any more of this wedding. How dare they? Someone make them, you know? How dare they mess with them, Tom? I'm spitting angry, man.
So they're all talking, and then so Sandoval tells Lisa that Stassi screamed at him at Tom Tom, and they just cut to Lisa.
Which she did.
She did, but Lisa's face was like,
someone yelled in one of my establishments?
Flabbergasting, ghosting flabbed.
So everybody's telling the story, and he's like, but Stassi should have come to me instead of gone through Schwartz. Like, Schwartz still asks people to breastfeed him and baby talk.
She's like, yes, I know. I just got another text filled with milk and honey martini emojis, darling. Come back to mama soon, Schwartzy.
And Schwartz, you know, Schwartz will just agree with anything anyone says. He basically is Camille Grammer. And he's like, he's just telling Lisa, someone goes, oh. But she, so he's telling Lisa, he's like, yeah, no, like, no, the way Tom handled it was just like, he just handled it like really pissed poorly. And then it cuts to Katie doing proud makeup, like, mm-hmm. Like, she's like, mm-hmm. He flew coach with me, and now he's saying what I want him to say to Lisa.
Mm-hmm. It's like beating her face at the beat thing.
Stop it.
And Schwartz, by the way, okay, so we find out when all the stories are told. Basically, Stassi doesn't like Tom and Ariana. Stassi doesn't like Tom and Ariana, right? So she's like, why would I? I don't want to support his restaurant, but I like Katie and her husband, so I'm going to support their restaurant. So she went to Schwartz, and Schwartz is like, sure, you can have your book signing here. And then never told anybody else.
Right.
Is basically the mystery solved. He never told anybody they were even having a party.
Exactly. Although, I mean, truth be told, I mean, Tom Sandoval clearly knew that there was a party. So at that point, you say, okay, my business partner is an idiot. He is still playing with a ball of yarn in the corner. I guess I should probably call Stassi and find out what's going on with their party, rather than just like wait. And then the night before, like, dude, I'm stressed.
Did you say... What happened, Stassi? What did he say to you? And she's like, he told me he would kick me the fuck out of Tom Tom. And she's like, did you say anything like caca or ooh, or eat a dick, Diana? Or anything that would make him think that you're Kristen because she's still a Tom Tom?
Sorry, I'm very angry.
I was like, okay.
So Stassi's like, he just kept saying things like, what about me? What about my feelings? And then it cuts to Tom, and he's like, I did send those text messages, but she literally screamed at me in front of customers, bro.
So Judge Lisa finally renders her verdict, which is, oh, darling, you have to be more professional. That wasn't professional of you. Now let's go watch Jax as he tries to hump three more of our customers, shall we?
So then Vanderpump, after she's done, she's like, oh, Max, why does it have to be so difficult? Because Max didn't staff the party. And Max is just like...
Yeah. He's like,
so let's go to the strip club.
Yeah.
Wow. Miami, damn. Miami, yeah. Like... Best strippers this in the world, like best strip clubs in the world. Those girls were speed twerking. They were just like,
yeah.
richest ever. Like, they're like, done and done and done.
They
and
were, done. It was like those buffers in like a bathroom where you put your shoe on.
Oh my gosh.
They were, I mean, here's the thing. I have to give props to this scene because we've seen strippers on Bravo many times. That's clearly like a, thing like, hey, we've like the production has bought out the strip club. We're gonna shoot some stuff. We're gonna give you a few $100 to go grind on daddy's lap, you know, and all that stuff. It's the usual thing. This is the first time where we saw the strippers like, no, we are working this, okay? It was like, ba-bong, 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 ba-bong. Like, it was just like,
yeah.
Women falling from the ceiling, getting into crotches. Like, there were like trap doors opening up and just like breasts.
Yeah.
It was, like, everywhere.
Yeah. And the guys, usually on these shows, the guys are like, I don't even want to be in a strip club. They made me go. I'm so awkward. Not this cast. Like, get over here. I was like, geez.
I mean, you were asking just the other day how Jax got his cheeks so smooth. I mean...
One of them's like, we're going to give you, hey, Jax, we're going to give you 60 reasons not to get married, baby.
Gross. And then Bo's like, one of the strippers goes to Bo, do you have a girlfriend? Like, that fucking matters. Who? What do you care?
Bo was the only one who was terrified. He was like, I can't do this because I have Satan at home waiting for me. Please don't do this to me.
So he's getting a lap dance, of course, while he's so uncomfortable.
Meanwhile,
it's not like you have to say no. I know it's awkward being like, no, I do not want your ass on my penis through my dockers right now, man. I know that that's an awkward. I get it. Just say, I don't have any money. Done.
Yeah.
Oh, God, why are we acting
like
it's
so long? Have you seen Hustlers? Come on now.
Yes.
So meanwhile, the girls are all, they're all in their wedding dresses, annoying everyone around them, you know? And, you know, Stas is talking about how they're all wearing their tacky wedding dresses. And she's like, I mean, I look like an upside-down cupcake. Ariana, you know, she thinks all wedding dresses are tacky, so whatever. Lala's covered up most in her life, and that's tacky for her. And Sheena's just, I mean, she wore that to her wedding, so.
They're also in a club. The girls are in a club called Shh.
Yeah. Like, literally, the club is telling you what to do now, Brittany. Shh.
God, married
I'm engaged.
To Jax. Celebrating your marriage to Jax in a place called exactly what you're going to hear every day for the next, like, 5 years of your life while you're still married to that asshole. Also, my marriage predictions have been way off. I've been giving people way too long.
Oh, like, really?
They're going to last 5 years. They're not going to last 5 years, come on. But I'm giving them five. You just have to
defer to Vicky Gunvalson when it comes to these things. You know, she was the one who called.
Get a job.
Megan King Edmonds.
So then just to show that the girls are having a lot of fun, too, even though it doesn't really seem like they are. They show close-ups of the neon signs that say, meat, vaginas, penis, vaginas. Okay. You guys are having fun, too.
I miss that. Meat, vaginas.
Yeah, we're having fun, too, guys.
So Brittany's trying to manufacture her happiness by just saying, I love you guys. I love you guys. I'm happy. I love you guys. Not upset at all that Jax is at a trip club. I love you guys. I'm having the best time.
And this is where we get Katie. I'm so proud of Kristen. Like, she's not crying about how miserable it is. She's finally finding her footing. She literally says she's finding her footing as a singer girl. Cut to Kristen. On the ground. I can't.
I don't even know what you call that sort of fall. It's like there's like pratfalls, and then there's just like, it's like if you saw
violent fall. It's violent falling. It was like as if gravity. Like, it's like being even more violent than gravity already is.
Yeah. It's like if Godzilla tripped while it was walking through Tokyo. It's like, whoa, that's a fall.
It's like if she was Newton and she was sitting under that tree, you know, like the apple fell and he's like, oh my God, gravity. Like her apple would be like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking anvil
the apple.
Apple
would just fall, just a bunch of apples.
Gravity's just meaner to Kristen than everybody else. So Ariana and Sheena are talking, and Ariana's like, at the airport, everyone was giving me like dirty looks. I didn't fucking do anything. And Sheena goes,
yeah. And Ariana's like, I mean, I'm not even in a fight with Stassi, right? Like, all I did was, she's like, I'm the one who told Tom not to text her. You know, I don't need to be the next group target, you know? Meanwhile, cut to all the witches of WeHo just staring at her like, doing this.
So, Gold Rush strip club, speed twerking. I could not get
so
over this.
So funny that there are a place called Gold Rush on this show.
So a stripper tells Peter, you look like a Zorro. And he's like, you know, the next day that stripper's going to be like, I didn't give a lap dance to that loser. No, I didn't. Like, even nope. The strippers nope. Are denying being with Peter.
Yeah. Nope. And then there's like this creepy moment where, like, because Jax is wearing sunglasses inside the Star Club, which is the weirdest. It's like,
I wonder what that's about.
I did wonder what that was about. Say it.
Oh. And the stripper is like, I don't see your eyes. And he's like, you don't want to see them. and she goes, are you dead inside? And he's like, very dead.
It was the first time in the history of Vanderpump Rules that he told the truth. It was so surprising. Very, very dead.
So Bo is like, he's telling Schwartz, like, to warm up for Sandoval. He's like, I don't want to be a bummer at this party, but got to stick up for Stassi or my match will be in a sling. So should I talk to Tom? Where's Tom? Get the other one.
Bubba. Yeah, do that, Bubba.
Bubba, that's going to be great.
Bubba?
I'm just going to be standing over here not doing anything while that all happens. So
he's like, Tom, let's go outside. So Tom's like, bro! Meanwhile, Tom is wearing the mustache. He's got that mustache on.
He's the only one who committed to this costume, poor guy.
So they have a talk. He's like, I'm kind of pissed about the text message. You were nasty to my girlfriend, and you were nasty to your friend. Think about that. And Tom's like, well, all right. You're right. And he's like, you should apologize better.
Yeah.
And earlier in the episode, Sandoval's like, Stassi likes an apology. She's just like, oh, yeah, give me the apology. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, dude.
Well, guess what? That's as good as you're going to get. So, of course, Bo's like, you need to apologize better. Yeah. That was not a good enough apology.
So Tom's like, well, dude, she should have texted me,
And I think it was around here that Bo was like, yeah, but she was arranging it with Schwartz, and if you guys are co-owners of this business and you guys are both equal, then what does it matter? And Tom's like, dude, Schwartz doesn't even know how to clock in at Tom Tom. He doesn't even know how to bring in a drink. He literally doesn't even know where Tom Tom is.
Yeah. That's why I got a motorcycle with a sidecar to take him there, bro. He's like,
right? Schwartz is just like, Oh, he has a little backpack and a lunchbox, like, I'm ready to go to work. And a little hat with a propeller just spinning idly in the breeze. So Bo is like, Tom's like, listen, dude, Schwartz is just a yes man. And Bo's like, well, then you should be getting mad at Schwartz, And Tom's like, dude, you gotta see it from my point of view. I'm sitting here late at night. I'm freaking out, wondering, would she ever do this to me? Would she ever worry about how my party is going to be or this or that? Would she ever worry about my party? It's like, no, she would not. It's Stassi. Find some bartenders.
And when he's screaming at Bo, Stassi just wants a yes man. Who are you telling? Bo knows. Okay? Bo knows. So then Tom's screaming,
yeah, she screamed at me literally in front of customers
again, which is his big thing. And his Botox vein is like popping out the side of his head, by the way.
And Bo's like, they weren't customers. Like, they were paying customers. He's like, yeah, well, Stassi brought those customers. Those were her customers. She brought them from her book of life.
They were customers. It's like, it's not about you, Tom. It's like, you're just jealous that I have a book, Tom.
Awkward, because it's all kind of probably true. So Bo's like, he does get gel, they get gel of each other. So Bo's like, I thought Sandoval was nice, but after this, I think he's kind of a dick. And he's like, I'm done. I've said my piece. And Tom Sandoval's like,
oh, all right, bro, me too. I just want
All right, you want to go back inside? Yeah, cool. That'd be all awesome. Right, all right, awesome. Great. Cool. Let's have a drink. Yeah, that'd be cool. So meanwhile, over with the newbies over at Sir, we've got... Listen, don't give up on them. Every time you groan at a newbie,
an angel gets fucking crushed by a moving truck, okay?
An angel's old tweets get reread.
No, fuck these newbies. Fuck them and their racist asses. I'm not going to let that go yet. Even though it hasn't happened in real life yet. And it didn't, not Dana, but the two guys. Oh, God. Yeah, so here
guys,
we are.
Well, fuck the guys. I'm just saying the new girls, it's important to hate them right off the bat because that's how we grow to, it's a special kind of hatred that you have when you hate someone on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, and it feels
good. It feels nice because soon they'll be like maturing and you'll be starting to like them a little bit. And then, and then you're like, I kind of like that person. So enjoy it now. Well, you can just fully hate them.
Wrap
all
yourself
their glory.
In the hatred. That's why we whilst you watch this for the arts.
Yeah, it's okay.
So this all seems. I don't know what I'm reading anymore. Oh, a song.
the self-esteem's rocket, ready for the big night. Straight living the lush life. Straight living the lush life.
And then they come to these waiters.
I don't think you guys know what lush means.
Yeah. So it's like Charlie, big news for Charlie. Not only has she almost tried pasta for the first time, but it's her last day of training, so the training wheels are coming off and she's going to fail spectacularly very soon, so it's exciting.
And Vanderpump is like, so how's everybody doing? And she's like, ah, ah, ah. I'm just going to make her Cena for now, because she's like the new Cena, right? She's like, I'm going to take a table seat. And then Brett's like, hopefully I can get to train behind the bar soon. Like, he's trying too hard to flirt.
Yeah.
Fish. Fuck him. I was waiting for you to call him a fish face.
Fish face.
Okay, so then...
hot tropical fish, Brett.
Did we?
He's a hot tropical... He's less hot to me now, obviously. But when we first met him, he seemed like a hot tropical
hot
fish.
Hot fish face. Now he's just a fish face. Now
sort of
he's just
a hot regular weather, fish face. Regular fish. He's gone from tropical fish to tuna, okay? I'm sorry, sir, you've been downgraded to a tuna.
So Vanderpump goes over to Dana. She's like, how are you doing, little face I've seen probably before? I don't know, lady. Have your lines. Do them. I've got to go. I've got a stool get back out to on Tom Tom.
I've got three doves in this jacket that I have to release down the street, so hurry up.
Are you ready for me to pull the nickel from behind your ear?
Think of a number between 1 and 2, okay?
So Dana's like, it's been a hard start. Don't want to tell you what I'm talking about, but her name is Sheena. She's really a bitch to me.
Yeah.
How could she? This happened to Sheena Bonina when she came to Sir. And then they show Vanderpump going, Sheena, why are you polishing glasses? She's like,
'cause Stassi told me to.
I remember just being so amazed at the shock of a restaurant manager being like, why would you polish glasses in a restaurant?
So after this scene, we go back to Miami, and like it was like just a blessing happened to us, because all of a sudden we come back to Brittany crying at a table like, this was supposed to be my bachelorette party. We're supposed to celebrate my love. We're supposed to celebrate my marriage. I try to hear it every fucking day from random ass people I don't even know. So just respect my feelings, okay?
She says she hears it every day. People are like, you suck, so does Jack. She's like, can't we just have another day? So then Stas's like, you're probably wondering how we fucking got here. So then, rewind. So they were dancing all night. Brittany didn't want to call it all night, so he went to another club, and then the VIP hostesses came out with a sign that said,
Don't do it, Brittany!
And Brittany is so Brittany when she sees it. She's like,
letters! Letters!
Yeah! And Kristen's like...
Kristen's like, she's bitter because she still hasn't found her straw after 2 hours. She's like, fuck straws, fuck this, fuck that sign.
But then because of Kristen, Brittany starts thinking that the sign is like some elaborate trick set up by the venue to make fun of her and Jax.
Because then we see Kristen get into Brittany's ear and go, that is so not tacky okay. And so rude.
Tacky and rude, not
it's
okay.
Not okay.
We are not staying here for that.
And then Kristen just like proceeds to fall over all over the club. Just yeah. Like, is that lady breakdancing? We're like, no, she's just trying to stand up. Doing accidental windmills.
So she's going, cut back to Brittany, like, it is my bachelorette party. Thank you. The sun that they don't do it, Brittany. And Katie's like, I don't think anybody really was like, oh my God, should she not do it? It's like, literally everybody watching this
Yes. Said,
oh my God, you shouldn't do it.
They had a fucking sign.
A sign. Now, of course, anyone with, like, not even a full brain cell, just like any invertebrate on this planet, could look at that and know that it's just like a thing like, oh, no, don't go, like, be single, you know, right? Right?
Yeah.
But, of course, Brittany has taken this so personally. And it's just like, what a gift for all of us to watch this this disaster of a bridezilla right now. This drunk Brittany.
So the girls are trying to tell her, like, it's not personal, stupid. They do this for every person that comes yes. in here.
Just as Jax has sex with every person who comes into Sir, they have a sign for every single bachelorette party at your awful club that you went to.
And Brittany's like, but it's how I feel. I see things like that, and I think they're talking shit to me. Like the other day, I went to get food. It said drive-thru. I was like, who are you to tell me to drive-thru? Screw you. I love Jax. It's like getting offended at everyday things, you know?
Oh, my goodness. It's like... It's fun. Oh, are you okay? You okay? Is everything okay? Okay. We have we're fully reenacting the bachelorette party here. No, I know it's just this the you okay though? You okay? Okay.
Lala is like, I completely respect where you're coming from, but, and then we cut to Kristen going, boo! It was me. They hate you. Okay, they hate your wedding. Hate your wedding. And Brittany says, you guys wouldn't like it either if it was you. And Lala goes, babe, honestly, I would not care. I would not care. She goes, yes, you would have.
Lala.
She's like guttural, like we're all of a sudden when she says Lala. Lala.
So Kristen's like, she's like warming up her shoulder. She's like, here comes a big Kristen moment. All right, ready? Batter up. Here we go. I'm going to throw my elbow into it. Just acknowledge.
She did.
Just acknowledge the fact that her feelings are hurt. Head back.
She also did an airplane directing thing where she's like, acknowledge that it's burning. What are you doing? And then it goes, Lala's like, we have been acknowledging it for the past hour and a half. And Chris's like, no, you've been acknowledging how you feel. And it says, 18 seconds earlier.
Literally.
Lala.
I completely respect where you're coming from. 18 seconds yeah. earlier.
So Lala's like, stop, Kristen. She's like, you never.
Why are we still talking about this? Says she in the corner as if she doesn't bring up the same thing every 2 seconds. This reminds me of when Adam didn't respect the fact that I got him a penguin. I mean, why are we still talking about this, right? It's like when Adam didn't talk about respect the fact that I got him a penguin.
Is this where Sheena does her face... too, because they all had crazy neck faces. Kristen did this, and then Sheena was like, oh my god, we're still done. Like, it went so far back. I got so many crazy screenshots of these, it's an audio show. What are you going to do? I was like, I'm keeping these forever.
It was like someone went fishing for Sheena and caught her. She's like, ah. So then, yeah, so now... Brittany is now crying again. She's like, it made me turn red. It made me very fucking mad because I'm getting married. Like, come on, let's celebrate. Let's have fun. I'm like, don't be embarrassed by the sign. Be embarrassed that you're marrying Jack. Come on now.
And Lala's like, every time we get Brittany calmed down, there's Kristen Doty to wind her up again and remind her that the South lost the Civil War and her mama's beer cheese is Velveeta Chardonnay and lube and her life is a lie.
Hey, skew, brew, brew. I want you to get to the point where what people say, possibly including 50 Cent, does not affect you, okay? Because I get it. Some people, like 50 Cent, can say mean shit, okay, skew? And then Lala reads an example off her phone. Newsflash, Lala, just because you give blowjobs gets you a taste of the rich life doesn't mean you aren't trash. Which I think she was quoting you, right? Yeah. Signed, Ronnie Karam.
I felt so famous.
I'm pretty sure Ronnie said that.
Totally felt famous.
She's like, this sounds like a person is in a bad mood because she gives blowjobs and all she gets back is a 1999 Honda Civic. And she's got a point.
I was going to say, I can't really be mad at what Lala just said there.
She's actually got a point. And that is one of the things that's infuriating.
Such infuriating.
It is what's infuriating about people like Lala. Like, we've all given away free blowjobs for nothing. Like,
nothing.
To losers.
Nothing.
And look at where... She was on a red carpet. She was, like, sitting behind Meryl Streep someplace.
She literally went to the premiere of... that mafia movie was that we're just not like really ready for as a society, you know? Mob movies. Just give it time.
So then, speak of the devil, it's Jax. He's like, hey, guys. And he's got two big pizza boxes.
Here to save the day.
Jax, I just went ham on people because they were missing me, Jax.
She literally took a ham and sat on it.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, Jax has come to save the day with pizza for everyone. And they open it up, and it's just, like, chicken bones.
Yeah.
Loose chicken bones that they decided to, for some reason, save
Eating
in the box.
Chicken wings.
To bring to the girls.
Yeah. So then, wake up, see the sunshine. People disappear. Then they cut to a lifeguard just scratching his crotch. The show. All right. We've got too much. What is this? Hour five of this show? How much more of this do we have?
Well, I think it's very important to discuss the fact that Peter is waking up in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Gross. I wrote that down, too. So that's Jax, why I was like, what am I doing?
So Jax is lying in bed. He's hungover. He's got, like, pillows up. He's, like, trying to recreate the strippers last night with the pillows. He got his eyes closed, just matching these pillows around his face with just, like, ladies. So he's like, Britt, I went to the strip club last night, and I felt so awkward. I could not get into it.
Gotcha.
It's like...
Cut back to Jax.
I was the only one of all the guys that didn't have a girl next to me.
Cut back to like... And then this is where the stripper is like sitting on him and then throws her legs back and gives
like
us
an
a
old
full
TV on. with the rabbit ears, you know?
It wasn't even just a spread eagle, okay? I'm not that innocent. It was like a full on like, ma'am, you have internal hemorrhoids.
It was it was literally like an NBC PSA, like the more you know, and the leg was just like a shooting
I was like,
star.
I can see your cavity, like I can see your fillings. Yeah. You know what I mean? So then
he goes, every time one of them would come up to me, I would just be like, ew, ew.
Cut to Jax. I'm leaving Brittany tonight for one of these strippers.
Verbatim. Don't do it, Brittany. Don't do it.
So he's like, yeah, I'm just not really good at strip clubs. She's like, that's what every guy says in a strip club. So then...
Now it's time for the Wednesday yacht.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, God, yeah. So Wednesday yacht.
So they're on the yacht. Guess what? Someone has, like, a penis on a stick. There's, like, fun stuff. Sheena, this is a bad sign. Sheena's doing the Kyle Richards, like, ponytail thing. Like, Jax is, like, getting PTSD from last night. He's like...
Schwartz just looks like a piece of wet, oily soap. He's just so pale, like,
we're going to get all the free shots we can on this boat.
He's wearing floaties around his arms. So Sheena's like, Sheena's talking about what's going on at Zurich because some of the girls are asking her, and she's like, well, Dana was like hosting at Tom Tom, but now she's like serving at Zurich, and I just like don't vibe with her. I mean, like, she doesn't wear a bra at work.
Yeah, she goes, it's the little things that irk me, you know? And Lala goes, actually, that sounds like me. And Sheena's like, no, but you have, like, perfect little fake titties. They're, like, perfectly. Your fake titties are perfect. And she goes, okay. And she goes, yeah, like, that girl, like, she'll get hard nipples while we're talking outside. Your tits are better. And Lala goes, so you're pissed at her tits. And she's like...
And then there's, like... A shot. Then they start talking about Kristen, and then it's like the perfect thing. Like, Kristen has a hard enough time. It's like what we talk about below deck sailing yacht. Hard enough time on a perfectly level surface. And then Kristen walking around on this Wednesday yacht, she was like...
Yeah, the gas station.
That really hurt my quads.
So Jax and his sister, let's let them have a heart-to-heart. These heart-to-hearts are terrible, okay? So the sister, God bless her heart. So she's there, and Jack's like, you know what? I do some fucked up shit to people, but I own it. Like, all these people here on this boat, I basically fucked over all these people on this boat, and they're still here. That says something, huh? That says something. She's like, yeah, it does. It's like, fucked over every one of them, and they're still here.
I like him bragging about how, like, yeah, I do fucked up shit, but at least I own it, when 30 seconds ago we saw him saying, yeah, I, like, couldn't even get into those strippers last night.
Yeah. So Kristen and Lala are talking, and Kristen's like, oh, can we talk? Last night when I got to the room, I was like, oh, my God, I'm making it worse, but I just don't want us talking to each other like that. And Lala's like, I don't want you to be sad, Cri-Cri. Like, and Kristen's like, okay, and then she kisses her on the lips, and Lala's like, oh my God, love that you kiss on the lips. And Kristen's like, yeah, last night was a shit show. I fell. I busted my lip. And she pulls down her bloody lip.
Was I the only one who sort of oddly expected another, like, Kristen face under her lip, like, mini Kristen, like a little Kristen head in her lip, like
another lip jerking out of her lip.
She goes, oh yeah, the other thing is, Kaka, I literally texted Carter, and then I busted my lip. Yeah,
Kaka,
my movers accidentally took one of our boxes, shoulder, and I don't know what it was, but I think it's all of our sex toys. Whoops. And then she starts laughing in this really big way that she's never laughed before, which is the most guilty thing of all. She's like, yeah, I don't know why the box is even there. I don't even think it's a real box. I think it actually came from space. And it says NASA on it and important and Carter. It's so weird. I think it's our sex toys. I don't know.
So Lala's like, so you guys recently, and Kristen's like, no. Wait, had sex? Yep.
Fuck this morning.
Like, remember what you're lying about, lady. So Lala's like, why do you have such a hard time being alone? Look who's talking, first of all. But good question still, right? And she's like, why is it so bad to be single? And Kristen's like, I hate that term single, because it's like Sheena. She's single and ready to mingle.
Sheena's like at the front of the yacht being like, I'm king of the world.
Sounds like the worst time ever. This is the same. Kristen just said earlier in this episode, I have two dogs. I'm single. I feel like I'm living in life. I'm living life right.
Yeah. So then Tom and Jax are having some strained reflection, and they're like, yeah, remember when we used to share a twin bed? And he still slept with my girlfriend then, too? All three of us right there? Jax, dude.
Oh, just knowing what we know it's kind of... dirty paper towel on the floor. Sorry. Both. So Stassi talks to Ariana, right? So Ariana pulls over Stassi, and she's like, you were giving me dirty looks at the airport. And Stassi's like, I couldn't even look at you enough for dirty looks. I was giving you no looks. Yeah. So Ariana's like, well, then you were giving me dirty looks or no looks or whatever. And she goes, yeah, because you said that I took my book from the back and put it in the bookstore. And Ariana's like, no, I said it was there. I was there and didn't see it, but then it was right in the front, which is what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi's like, yeah, Lala filmed it. It's not like we're trying to hide it. Guess who's starting this? It's only Katie. They're both saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Stassi's like, I don't know why Ariana has to make me feel like shit about my book. I thought she was this confident woman who was happy for other people's success. I mean, I'm not like that, but I thought she was.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm sick of rolling over. And Ariana's like, you've literally never rolled over. You just... yell at people.
Meanwhile, Kristen's like rolling over and over and over past them on the boat.
They've just tied her to a mast. So, and now they're, like, taking photos. And one thing we have not talked about is that they're all, of course, wearing a Team Brad bathing suit. Brittany's like, ooh. And then she's like, oh, well, since I'm the bride-to-be, I want to be the one, the first one to post the photo on social media so I get all the likes and comments.
This bachelorette party is the equivalent of, like, a slutty gather sign. Like, the whole thing. It's like, bride-to-be, win! We're doing it!
Don't do it, Brittany.
So, Katie announces something, but she's so lame I can't even hear it.
Yeah.
And so then...
Now we have a Trixie Monocle. We're the toast of the town. We wear this place down. And no matter whenever, wherever, we get around.
So are you ready to go to dinner with the crew? Where are you?
I am exactly there.
Let's go
to Katsuya.
Okay, so they go to dinner. And Kristen is, of course, out on the phone outside of the restaurant. Like,
oh, Carter. Carter, I don't anyone know. I don't want anyone to know I'm talking to you. Fuck them! Just fucked them 2 days ago.
The restaurant's like coming out, trying to unplug her. Like, what are you doing? Like, oh, we thought you were a balloon trying to advertise the restaurant out here.
So, he's like, hey, baby, you okay with me coming to the house tomorrow to get my photography gear? In that one box that he had dildos.
So important. It's like, totally fine. I'll text you the code.
Yeah. So over inside, the girls are all sitting at a table, and I liked when they did sit down, you just hear Sheena go, I like to be on the end, which I just like Sheena saying things.
It's just so Sheena.
So Katie's asking Stassi, she's like, so what did you talk about with Ariana over there earlier today? And Stassi's like, well, Ariana said the problem is Schwartz. And Katie's like, I can't believe that. He sat me in coach... And he said, I want him to say it to Lisa. So I'm going to have his back right this moment right now.
Oh.
And I'm furious.
Schwartz is the problem. Katie, who knows that Schwartz is the problem, okay? So Stassi's like, just turn around. She's right there. So she turns around and Ariana's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, so I hear that you said that Schwartz was the problem. She's like, the problem is not following the proper protocol, bro.
She's like, listen, Stas, Schwartz approved it without going through Max, and he didn't follow protocols and didn't go through Max, yada, yada, yada. Katie's like, it's like a convenient narrative, you know?
Yeah, totally.
That, like, Schwartz is now the problem, and I think that, like, Tom needs to own it. I'm just, like, saying it's just, like, a bunch of bullshit, and that's where I'm just gonna end it. And Ariana's like, well, if you don't want to fight, don't fucking fight.
Yeah. So Kristen comes back in, of course. You notice, it's very hard to notice Kristen coming back in. She's like, hey!
You just hear the sound of that. I knew it was going to happen someday. No.
It's taken a long time. It's taken a long time for that
to
happen.
I was like, we've done too many Kristen impersonations.
It has been eight years, and that's the first shit I spilled, and it didn't even get on you.
No, just the cables.
Don't do it, man.
We're safe. Sorry. We're safe. No, I just want to, as long as it doesn't touch the laptop, I'm all good. I'm all good. For those listening at home, Ronnie christened and spilled beer all over the stage.
I think they got it. Yeah, I think they got it. I think they got it when they heard.
I saw it happening in slow motion. I was like, uh-oh, Ronnie is coming into my personal space and there's a beer. Uh-oh. I was like, caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
Listen, we're a 4D experience. When you come see us live, you get the full thing. There's splashing.
So Kristen comes in. Blah, 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 no spilling. And she's like,
Carter texted me photography stuff, so I sent him the code, the mail key, told him exactly how to get in, said, take off your underwear and lay in the bed. I'll be there soon. And they're like...
So they basically start yelling at Kristen. Stassi's like, do not say I've never, ever checked in on you if there's nothing to check in on because you said you were broken up. Man.
Kristen's like, stop making it about you. It's her bachelorette party, so we should all be good friends to Brittany instead.
Oh, we're such bad friends.
Stassi. What do you call Katie and Stassi as a couple? Copsy.
The devil.
Katesy. branches.
So, of course, Brittany's like, wait a second. I realize there's a chance for me to get on my high horse about being a bachelorette. Hey, this is my bachelorette. This is exactly the thing I did not want to happen at my bachelorette party. Well, I got bad news for you, Brittany. Every single bachelorette party in the history of bachelorette party has tears and fighting, and everyone gets mad. So welcome to getting married.
Yeah. So the girls just continue to yell at Kristen, and she's like, whatever, I've done the best I can. Fucked him 2 days ago. Just gave him the code to my house.
I am. But you know what? I'm messy. That's it. I'm messy. And Stassi's like, you're too old to be messy.
That's like you're too old to be on Vanderpump Rules then. All of you get out.
That's the new name of the show, Too Old to Be Messy.
Yeah.
And then Kristen's like, this doesn't feel like love to me.
And Stassi says, it doesn't feel like love to me either. Like, I feel black in my heart. So, and Kristen's like, if the roles were reversed, I wouldn't be down their throats about it. Like, I've been through it with them. Like, all these years that Tom was running around on Katie behind her
Katie's
back.
Katie's like, Chris it just. You know what that was? You know what that was in that moment? That was like revenge from season two when Katie Cash was like, I mean, it's like when Kristen and Jax had sex. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
6 years later, revenge.
And Katie's like, how dare you? Tom wasn't fucking. You know what? You're a miserable person, Kristen. You are miserable. You've never been in a happy relationship in your life. You're married to Tom Schwartz.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, it's closed.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the end of Vanderpump
yeah,
Rules.
Brings us to the end.
Thank you guys
Thank
so
you
much.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
Night gathers, and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 per month. Unless cancelled, terms apply.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium. Natural protection, clinically proven.